Poetry on the Radio.
Today, Jen Webb.
Past imperfect. Everything we want is in the pawnbroker's window. We stand on crumpled concrete, faces to the glass like kids outside a candy store. There's your old typewriter, the one you used to write your love letters, and later your suicide note, and later still the I made it through story that had your mum and me weeping in relief. There's the baby's cradle you built out of Lego blocks, where I laid our child each night, swaddled. The silver cup I won for dressage, the medals from your athletics career, your dad's ribbons from the war that he wore only once when someone pinned them to his chest and he stood to attention, eyes fixed in his famous 1,000-yard stare. If I had the cash, I'd redeem the love seat we pawned to pay bills I can't recall, redeem family portraits painted by the famous artist who died full of years and cocaine. The teddy bear I loved, the first camera you owned, the cassette tapes with our children's first words. Let it go, you say. And I do. Well, I think I do. I love the phrase past imperfect for its almost alliteration, though when I was studying Latin as a child at school, this tense really frustrated me because what did happen in the past and what should have remained in past wasn't completed. It's continued to worry me that the past keeps coming back and biting at us, and I wrote this poem in an attempt to deal with all the losses and the discards in any life and how important it is not to fret about them because the past is necessarily imperfect. And so is the present, and that is good enough. Past imperfect. Everything we want is in the pawnbroker's window. We stand on crumbled concrete, faces to the glass like kids outside a candy store. There's your old typewriter, the one you used to write your love letters and later your suicide note and later still the I made it through story that had your mum and me weeping in relief. There's the baby's cradle you built out of Lego blocks where I laid our child each night, swaddled. The silver cup I won for dressage, the medals from your athletics career, your dad's ribbons from the war that he wore only once when someone pinned them to his chest and he stood to attention, eyes fixed in his famous 1,000-yard stare. If I had the cash, I'd redeem the love seat we pawned to pay bills I can't recall, redeem family portraits painted by the famous artist who died full of years and cocaine, the teddy bear I loved, the first camera you owned, the cassette tape with our children's first words. Let it go, you say, and I do. I think I do.
Today we heard Jen Webb
on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.
Poetry on the Radio is a half-hour program of poetry in and around the ACT. It airs on Sundays at 4:30 p.m., with repeats on Mondays at 10:30 p.m. here on ArtSound FM. This week, Andrew Moss.